Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Hi, Kyra. Let me turn my TV down.
Okay.
Okay, there was a thing on my phone, on my text messages, that I had won a Dyson vacuum from Home Depot. And all I had to do was take a survey. Now, I read this twice, backwards and forwards, trying to make sure there was no hooks, because I've unfortunately done this before and been charged for things I didn't want.
Okay.
Now, this is supposedly 100% free, and I am definitely the winner. Okay. So, fine, I do all the stuff that it says, I do all my bank card and everything goes through. At the end, it says, good luck. Does that mean I am not actually the winner and I'm in a raffle or something? Because that's happened to me.
Was you charged with the company or anything like that, ma'am?
Do what?
Was you charged with the company or anything?
I just did it. I'm just checking to make sure I didn't cut my throat.
Well, with that being stated, ma'am, since you just did it, ma'am, it's basically a sweepstakes to possibly win the item.
Oh, it's a sweepstakes to win the item. Because, see, it says I definitely won it.
Yes, ma'am.
And I guess the little hooker there is that I have to join this fitness thingy.
Okay. Let me
Or check. Do I have to join that or no?
I can check for you today, ma'am. What's your zip code, please?
87108.
What's your first and last name, please?
Deborah Dingman. D like David. INGMAN.
Okay.
And David. The Deborah is DEBORAH.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
1180 Alvarado Drive, Southeast, Apartment 111, 87108, Albuquerque, 87108.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one moment, please, and thank you for verifying the information. Yes, ma'am. As stated before, ma'am, you was entered into a sweepstakes to pay $1 or $2 to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Okay. And you asked, was you going to get? You asked, did you have to join the workout thing? You stated.
Yeah.
Okay. With that being stated, ma'am, it basically, with that sweepstakes, it basically enrolled you to one of our meal planning apps. You can create meals based on how many calories you would consume a day.
Okay, here's the deal. I don't want to join any fitness thing. I'm 72. I'm on oxygen because I have COPD and heart problems, and I'm on a walker. So something like that's really not my cup of tea. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Do you know anyone else who'd like to try the meal planning app today for $20?
No. So in other words, my card is being charged how much today?
$59.89.
No. I tell you what, can you cancel my order, please?
Okay, with that being said, ma'am, I have canceled your sweepstakes, ma'am. Would you like to write down your cancellation number today?
Yes, please.
Yes, ma'am. Let me know you're ready, please.
What?
Let me know you're ready, please, to write down the number.
I'm ready. Yeah.
C as in Charlie, 920, 627.
Wait a minute. C as in Charlie, 920 what?
The number is 6.
6?
Yes, ma'am, 27.
27.
390.
390.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to read it back to you just to make sure I got this correct.
Okay.
Yes. C as in Charlie, 920627390.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I don't want to be in a sweepstakes. It says I won it.
Okay.
Okay. Apparently, I did not win it. It said, I am the winner. And you get this, and all your little people that add their little quotes at the bottom says, oh, yeah, I got it within 5 to 7 days, and all this good stuff. Okay, so that's kind of a misinterpretation. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Yeah, it's false. I didn't win it. I'm in line to maybe win it, but that's not what it said. It didn't say I was in a sweepstakes to get it. It said, just fill out the survey and you are a winner and it will be shipped.
Yes, ma'am. It's obligated to possibly win a product, the sweepstakes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not going to work. You know, there's a lot of those popping up, and it's false representation. And there's a problem there because there's a lot of people. I live on $861 a month, Social Security, SSI. I do not have money to join this or that or the other. And the sweepstakes by itself is going to cost me how much to be in the sweepstakes.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your question, man. You said how much is going to cost you to be in the sweepstakes?
How much would it have cost me to be in the sweepstakes?
To possibly enter into the sweepstakes, ma'am, instead of pay $1 or $2, and you'll be obligated to enroll into a meal planning app.
Okay, $1 or $2.
Mm-hmm.
So what was taken out today is what? $1 or $2 or $1 or $2 and the app?
$59.89.
How does it come up to that if the app is 20?
With that being said, ma'am, I offered for the app to be $20 a month each month. The meal planning itself in total is $59.89.
Oh, I see. So you're buying that and then you pay a monthly charge to keep it.
Yes, ma'am, $59.89. But if you call in like you did today, we'll offer you like $20 to stay with the company monthly rate.
No, I don't think so. I would like to be totally separated from you guys. I don't want you taking anything out of my card. I don't want your sweepstakes, and I don't want your meal plan thing.
Well, with that being said, ma'am, I have canceled you for any more future charges, ma'am. If you're asking for a credit today for the $59.89, is that correct?
Yeah, I didn't get it. It didn't say any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So how in the hell was I supposed to know what I was getting into? And there was a number at the very, 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 very bottom, so I thought, well, I better call and check and make sure I'm not doing something bad to myself. Okay, I want any money you took out of my card, I want back.
Okay, ma'am. With that being said, ma'am, as a customer courtesy, ma'am, I can refund you for $45 today?
No, you refund me all of it, or I'm going to the law. I will go to the Better Business Bureau, I'll go to Home Depot, and I'll raise a stink like you never saw in your life.
Okay, ma'am. One moment, please.
Sure.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
With that being said, ma'am, as a one-time customer courtesy, ma'am, I have refunded you for the $59.89. It will be back in your account 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and you gave me back how much?
$59.89.
Okay, then now I have to wait 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days, yes, ma'am.
Oh, man, I'm screwed no matter which way I go. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Colin Cusport. Have a great day.
Yeah, you need to do something with your bosses about false advertisement because that's extremely illegal. That's as bad as bait and switch, and that's going to end up getting somebody in trouble somewhere down the road.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand your statement, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you today?
No, I don't guess so. I guess I got to wait 5 days to get my $59 back.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any way you can process it faster?
No, ma'am. That's up to the bank, ma'am.
Well, you know what? That totally sucks because you drew me in on false claims and now I've got to wait 5 days for my money, which shouldn't have been taken out of my card to start with because it said nothing about it anywhere in your information. Nowhere.
Yes, ma'am. I understand your statement, ma'am. When you sign up for that meal planning app, ma'am, it's the sweet states. It's obligated to enroll into that meal planning app.
On that little square thing that talked about the exercise thing, it had two things on it. One was in blue saying to start it, and then right under it, it gave the impression that you had to hit the blue thing to start it. You know?
Yes, ma'am.
So that also is like false advertisement because it didn't say I was joining it. It said to start it. And that was in a blue long thing. And directly under it, there was red. It talked about, you know, not, oh, God, I'm getting so frustrated. It's an all possible. Can you put a rush of some kind to put my money back on my card? Because I had no idea that you guys were going to do that. And that puts me in a very bad situation financially.
Well, with that being said, ma'am, it can only be processed 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. I cannot rush the funds back into the account, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. With that being said,
I guess I'm never, ever going to collect any prizes, even if they're legit, which you guys aren't. But even if they're legit, I'm going to lose out on something somewhere because I'm not going to be able to answer any of the things that says, oh, you are a winner. Not you might be a winner, but that you are a winner of that item.
Yes, ma'am. With that being said, ma'am, you have been canceled and also refunded. You receive that refund 3 to 5 business days.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a choice in this, so okay.
Yes, ma'am.
But you got to understand that not only me, but there's going to be a lot of people that are upset because they didn't know what they were getting into due to false advertising. You know that, right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm totally understand.
I don't have the power because I don't have the money to go out and get a lawyer. But someday, somebody's going to sue you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's going to sue you.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand your statement, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you today, ma'am?
No. Thank you for the help you have given me, though.
You're more than welcome, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you for calling Customer Support. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Oh, absolutely. Bullfucking shit. That's a crock of shit. That's lying straight up. I don't know if you're still there, but I'm inclined to maybe even getting a hold of the Better Business Bureau anyway. Because that's fake. You're fake.
I'm sorry, ma'am?
You're fake. The whole damn thing is fake.
I'm sorry you feel that way, ma'am, but you have been refunded for $59.89, and you also have been canceled. You receive your credit back 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes,
hang
ma'am.
Up, because I think I have some more phone calls to make.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling Customer Support. Have a great day. Disconnected call.
Yeah, you too.